I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Many creative people have helped the Santa Fe Opera thrive over the almost 60 years of its existence now, but it was one man, only 30 years old at the time, largely unknown, who had the audacious idea of creating an opera company outside, on a hilltop, in an out-of-the-way location in the Southwest. And John Crosby carefully guided his success for the next 45 years. Craig Smith has written the first full-length biography of John Crosby, A Vision of Voices, just published by UNM Press. Craig, people have grand ideas all the time, and very few of them succeed. What qualities did John Crosby have that allowed him to succeed with this idea?
I would say he had obsessiveness. He had a great love of music. He had a burning desire to be a conductor and family backing. Everything seemed to come together at the same time in those prime years after World War II, when the world looked very promising and things were easier perhaps than they are now. I can't think of anyone trying to start an opera company today the way John Crosby did.
One point that you also make in your book is that he was able to combine that artistic vision with real business savvy.
Yes, he could keep things in his head for years. He used a pencil and paper to figure. Once some members of the staff complained that there weren't enough calculators available, and he wrote a memo and said, they can use a paper and pencil just like I do. The story that he knew how many buttons would come off a costume to use the next summer, it was true. He knew how many cubic feet of concrete had been poured. He knew all that. And with that, he maintained his interest in music, which was not really as respected during his lifetime as he would have wished.
Even though he was very careful about money, he was also very willing to spend money when it was necessary.
When the theater burnt and it came time to build a new one, he set a very decent but important budget. And he kept doing that, and the company today still is in the black. There were some years, difficult years in the 60s and 70s especially, but he always kept things going. He kept things in balance. He would pay bills himself with the help of two staff members. They would sit in a little production line and pay bills while his ever-present cigarette smoldered in the corner of his mouth.
People might assume that because John Crosby had such a success creating the Santa Fe Opera, that he was garrulous, outgoing, very friendly. But in fact, the picture that you paint of him in the book is of a very shy person.
Very shy and very possibly, I won't say autistic, but a kind of genius savant. He had such amazing abilities, and yet his ability to interact with people was not very fruitful. Many people have talked about how he would just stare at you when you talked to him. At one point, a gentleman he knew put his hand out to be shaken, and Crosby didn't move. And the man put his hand out again, and Crosby said, I saw that the first time. People got used to it. He engendered fear a great deal because I think of his obsessiveness, but he engendered respect as well. Even though people might not like John Crosby, they deeply respected him.
One of the interesting things about John Crosby is that one might assume that he was a traditionalist because the opera company succeeded so quickly. But in fact, his vision for the Santa Fe Opera was right in step with a very new way of thinking about how to present opera.
Rudolf Bing at the Met, he had brought the European concept of a certain type of direction and dramatic involvement that many other opera companies in the United States had not followed. There used to be a joke that when the soprano took a deep breath, the castle behind her would fall over in certain productions because they were so flimsy. But Bing brought the concept of a unified artwork with directors and conductors who knew how to make that work. Crosby saw it and was deeply impressed with it. And that was one of the things he wanted to make sure he had from the very first, an ensemble not a star with lower satellites.
And he also was very encouraging to young American singers.
From the very beginning, he had young singers as apprentices who formed part of the chorus, sang secondary parts, covered or stood in when necessary for regular singers, and who learned a great deal in that process. And that apprentice program was the first of its kind in this country and has inspired scores more.
Did you enjoy spending these years with John Crosby?
I did. I was grateful to the opera and Charles McKay, the general director, for opening the files to me because the letters hadn't really been looked at ever, and they were fascinating. It's been an interesting trip, and I don't know if Mr. Crosby would much care for it, but I do think I've tried to tell the story as accurately and humanly as possible.
Did you feel a little bit like you were looking into his private life?
To a certain extent, but I must say that the people I interviewed who either worked with him or knew him on another level, everyone was very frank and upfront about the kind of person he was. And I did not have a feeling that I was scraping away at anything that would have been painful.
One of the points that you make in the book, Craig, is that the Santa Fe Opera quickly became the centerpiece for Santa Fe's cultural allure. Why did John Crosby and the Santa Fe Opera have that kind of impact?
I think they added an awareness of music that had been lacking. There was a great deal of awareness of literature in New Mexico. People were aware of the Southwest in a literary sense, and they were certainly aware in an artistic, visual art sense. But there was not any musical spread of information, and I think the opera in that very first season began to put a mark on that. So all the arts began to be represented nationally in a way they had not been before.
Do you think that was inadvertent on John Crosby's part, or do you think he actually intended that to happen?
That's a good question. I don't know the positive answer to that, but John Crosby let very few things happen inadvertently, believe me.
Craig Smith is the author of A Vision of Voices, John Crosby and the Santa Fe Opera, just published by UNM Press. Craig will be at Collected Works Bookstore in Santa Fe on May 10th and at Bookworks in Albuquerque on May 20th. For information, visit unmpress.com. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.